Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on this Monday following Palm Sunday on today's weekday podcast. You know, these podcasts are designed to give you a cup of encouragement, genuinely, each weekday, an opportunity to let a little bit of scripture get inside your life and do what only it can do. But I read something the other day, and I couldn't wait to share it with you. Five things about Palm Sunday that remind us that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that Palm Sunday was the beginning of the beginning. Many people might say, well, it's the beginning of the end. Well, actually not. I mean, as Jesus has his triumphant entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, everything kicks off through this week, headed toward Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and of course, Resurrection Sunday. But when I read these five things, I thought, how great is this? The first thing about Palm Sunday that reminds us that Jesus is King is that God's word tells us the people cut palm branches, waved them in the air, they laid them out on the ground before Jesus as he rode into the city. The palm branch represented goodness and victory. It was a symbol of the final victory he would soon accomplish. In 1 Corinthians 15:55, it says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The second thing about Palm Sunday is that Jesus chose to ride in on a donkey, which directly fulfills an Old Testament prophecy in Zechariah 9:9. I mean, in biblical times, it was common for kings or very important or wealthy people to arrive by a procession riding on a donkey. The donkey symbolizing peace, so those who chose to ride them showed that they came with peaceful intentions. Jesus even then reminds us that he's the Prince of Peace. Listen to the text. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The third thing is, when the people shouted Hosanna, they were hailing Christ as King. That word literally meaning help, save us now. And though in their minds they waited for an earthly powerful king, God had a different kingdom and he had a different king in a different way in mind to bring true salvation to all who would trust him. In Psalm 118:26, it says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's where we hear Hosanna. But in Romans 10:9, we read, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. The fourth thing is that the Bible says Jesus wept for Jerusalem. In the middle of all that praise in the moment, he knew in his heart that it wouldn't be long that these same people would turn their backs. They would go from hail him and Hosanna to crucify him. And his heart broke with the reality of how much they needed a Savior, and he was the only one. In Luke 19, verse 41, it says, as he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. And then finally, Palm Sunday reminds us that the reign of Jesus is so much greater than any the mind of man could ever conceive. We looked for someone to fight our battles in the present day world, but God had the ultimate plan of sending his son to fight the final battle over death. And this is the greatness of why we celebrate this Holy Week. Because of Jesus' ultimate sacrifice, we can be set free of death. John 11:25 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. We have so much to be grateful for this week. And I want to encourage you in this Holy Week, may God direct your thoughts and attention towards what matters most, Jesus Christ, our King. It's more than a bunny and eggs. It's more than family gathering around a honey-baked ham. It is the resurrection and the life of Jesus our Lord. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on this weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.